Did you think you'd be hearing a holiday ad this early? We know, it's early, but planning ahead is essential before heading into one of the busiest seasons of the year. Beat the rush with Minted, a curated marketplace to discover unique Christmas and holiday cards, gifts, and seasonal decor from artists and makers around the world. Whether it's sharing family milestones on your holiday card, the feeling of finding the perfect present, or decorating your home for cozy gatherings ahead, the holidays are about embracing connection with your people. Bring your traditions to life with independent art and design this holiday season. Use code PODCAST for 20% off Minted holiday cards and gifts.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
Podcast.
Music Master on Today FM.
Okay, so Charlie Simpson. What's going to happen now in a couple of seconds is I'm going to give you some choices of categories and you're going to decide which one to pick. They are cryptically titled, I will tell you that much. So you're not going to be really obvious. You're not going to pick, like, you know, 70s rock. It's not going to be called that. It's going to be quite cryptic. But your job is to pick a category you think you'll be good at and then answer as many questions as you can in 60 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's jump into round one then. Here we go.
Round one.
Okay, Charlie, three categories to choose from. You can have open books, faith, or
I'll go with faith.
You're going to go with faith. Okay. These are songs.
Charlie's an R&B man, so he's hoping it's like R&B.
These are songs that mention believe or belief. That's all I've got for you. 60 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. Charlie, the song Believe Me Natalie appeared on the album Hot Fuss. Name the band.
The Killers.
Yes, I must confess, I still believe is a lyric from which song?
Cher?
No, it's Britney Spears, yeah. It's Baby One More Time. R.E.M. sang If You Believe, they put a man where?
On the moon.
Yes, complete the name of this Believe band, Mumford and Who?
Sons.
Yes, which Canadian pop star had an album and a tour called Believe?
Avril Lavigne.
No, Justin Bieber. The Darkness sang I Believe in a Thing Called What?
Love.
Yes, When You Believe saw Whitney Houston team up with which other vocal powerhouse?
Mariah Carey.
Yes, Believer was a 2017 hit single from which band?
I know this. Imagine Dragons.
Yes. Did Kylie Minogue say I believe in you or I believe in me?
I believe in you.
Yes. Just as the drums kick in for the end of the 60 seconds. Let's count your score. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 7.
Yeah.
7 is a very good round.
My favorite number.
There you go. Now, it's all going to change now in the bonus round for you, Charlie. This is where anything could happen. So here we go into the bonus round.
Bonus round.
Okay, Charlie Simpson, I'm sorry about this, but the bonus round we have chosen for you is me humming songs, okay? So I will say they are in your category that you've chosen. They're all songs that mention believe or belief. But now you've got to work it out based on this, okay?
I believe in life after love after... is it Cher?
It is Cher. You've got that much. Charlie, it's just one word.
Love after love.
No, one word.
Love after love. Love after love.
Charlie, they all mentioned believe or belief.
No, I'm sorry.
No, you can't. No, you're right, Harry. He can't get it.
The answer is believe.
Believe by Cher.
Oh, believe. That's the name of the song.
Yes.
I did say if you believe.
No, you did, but no. I can't give you that. Okay, here's your second one. Try this one.
Don't stop believing.
By
Journey.
Yeah, there's a point on the board. There's a point on the board. Okay, and the last one.
Get by with the help of my friends.
By
LFO.
The Beatles was who we wanted. The Beatles.
Listen, of course it is.
Of course it is. But listen, 7+1 gives you a score of 8, which is an excellent round. An excellent round. Harry's got a lot to do now to beat that. You could well be going through to the final of Music Master, Charlie.
Music Master on Today FM.
Okay, so Charlie from Busted got himself a score of 8. Very impressive, but is it enough to get him through to the final? There's only one way to find out, is to put Harry from McFly in the hot seat. And let's see if you can take part in Music Master and beat his score. Let's jump into round one.
Round one.
Okay, Harry, only two categories to choose from now because Charlie's taken Faith. You can have either Open Books or...
Oh, God. let's go for...
Okay, why not? Yeah, let's do it. These are questions about artists born in October. October babies. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Name Eminem's alter ego.
Marshall Mathers.
I'll give you that one. Finish the song title from John Mayer. Your body is a...
Wonderland.
Yes. What word did Gwen Stefani spell out in her song Hollaback Girl?
Bananas.
Yes. Name the iconic actress singer known for her roles in films like The Sound of Music and Mary Poppins.
Julie Andrews.
That's correct. October-born Snoop Dogg released Drop It Like It's Hot featuring which happy singer in 2004?
Roe Williams.
Yes. He's an actor, singer, and dancer, but in which 6-season show did Matthew Morrison put all 3 skills to use?
Glee.
Yes. True or false, Weird Al Yankovic is best known for writing comedy songs?
True.
Yes. Brian Johnson is the lead singer of which recent Crow Park headliners in Dublin?
AC/DC.
Correct. Belcalis Marlenus Cephas is the actual name of which WAP rapper?
Oh, Cardi B?
Cardi B is right. Paul Simon is a famed solo... there's the drums. Right, your time is up. Let's add up those scores.
Simon and Garfunkel?
But the time was up. Can't give you that one.
Also, I have to say, I have a referee challenge.
Go on.
Yeah.
Eminem's alter ego, Slim Shady.
I'm going to... You know what? His real name is Marshall Mathers. His alter ego, Slim Shady. So I'm going to go to my producer, Maria, who has the call. Are you giving Harry from McFly... Slim Shady, he said Marshall Mathers. So the question was, name Eminem's alter ego. No. Harry said Marshall Mathers. No, Harry.
Incorrect.
Not giving me that one.
I don't think it matters. I think he got more than 8.
Fair enough.
No, he didn't. He didn't. With your challenge, Charlie, he's managed to get himself a score of 8. So now it comes down to the bonus round. This is where it gets important.
Bonus round.
Okay, Harry. Pay close attention. You only need one correct of my terrible humming songs for you to get through this and get to the final. You do need to give me the artist and title of each song, and your category applies. These are all October babies, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here's the first one.
That is Bruno Mars.
Gonna need an answer.
Okay, Bruno Mars. Something about gold.
No, I'm gonna have to say that's not correct. The correct answer is Bruno Mars and Uptown Funk. I was looking for
Uptown Funk. That was pure panic.
Okay. Try this one.
Katy Perry and his firework.
Katy Perry and firework, that's all we need to crown you the winner. But let's do the last one just because it's so terrible that you have to hear it. What about this one?
Message in a Bottle.
Bye.
Sting and the Police.
I tell you what, sorry Charlie, he knows his stuff, man. He knows it. Let's give him a round of applause, everybody. Harry, an impeccable round of 8+2 puts you on a score of 10, which means you are now going through to the final round. You've beaten Busted. That's fine. You've done that job. That's important. But now, can you be a music master? You're one question away from being crowned a music master. Let's do the final round.
Final round.
Okay, Harry. I mean, if you want, you can ask Charlie for help on this one if you need it. But the final round question is to identify an artist, a singular artist, based on three clues of their identity. I'll give you the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs, and then you'll have 10 seconds exactly to tell me who it is.
Okay.
The year is 1960. The place is Dublin, and the lyric is a mole digging in a hole.
So I'm going to go Bono.
You're going to go Bono. Are you convinced of Bono? Do you want to throw any other Irish singers in there, or you just think it might be him? Do you know what? Your time is up. So Bono is the only answer you gave me. And my question to everybody is, was Bono born in 1960? Was he born in Dublin? And does he sing a mole digging in a hole? He does! You're a music master!
Is that right?
Yes, he's absolutely right. So I have loads of prizes I usually give, but I'm going to save them until you come to Dublin next October, and I'll hand them over in person, Harry. You're going to get headphones. You're going to get a certificate for your wall that says you are a music master.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
Podcast.